888-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills reminding you it's Easter Sunday. Come on down and get some of that slow-cooked prime rib for the entire family. Oh, it's good.
Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
This portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Ted Bell is on the line with us, and I know you had a family emergency of some kind today.
Well, I'm still sorting it out. I've got Lou Newley on the phone who, Phil, I have a Jaguar, the XJR. It's probably the top of the line super sport package Jaguar. I took it in as I usually do to get it repaired. Long story short, my daughter Cassidy, who is a wonderful little girl, as you know, was put in the middle of something very bad, and we're hoping that all is going to work out.
Well, what happened?
She struck a woman at her school. The lady was pregnant, and they're afraid she's going to miscarry. So
she struck her with what?
She was driving the loaner car that I got. You didn't hear the story.
No, I didn't hear the story.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil. I got to bring you up to speed.
To what? Your daughter's 10.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. But obviously, she had no choice. She had to drive the loaner car that I was given because it was a. You're not going to believe this, Phil. I took my Jag in to get it serviced. They gave me a loaner car. Okay?
All right, a car you can drive around while your car's being serviced?
Right. Guess what they gave me? They gave me a Mercedes E-Series with vinyl seats. And I said to Lou, you've got to be kidding me. He said, that's all we got. I had to get into this thing and drive my daughter over to the school. Now, my daughter is in a private school, so obviously there's a lot of people there who know me. There's a lot of people that I work with. You know, I'm Ted Bell. I can't be seen driving this rolling, you know, piece of garbage into the school. And
how did your daughter, what I'm more concerned, how did your daughter get behind the wheel of it?
Well, I had to take her to school, and I can't be seen behind the wheel of this.
And why can't you be seen behind the wheel of a Mercedes? Was it a Mercedes?
Mercedes E-Series, Phil, with plastic vinyl seats. Absolutely, just the wrong. My Jag has got burled wood. It's got leather interior. It is top of the line with a Super Sport package. And all of a sudden, they give me this Mercedes with the vinyl, and it looks like the handles have been well worn. Obviously, it's a loaner of some kind. With other people have been using. I can't be. I'm Ted Bell. I can't be seen driving this. So I said to Cassidy, honey. At the end of the driveway, entering the school, you drive in. I got in the back seat and ducked down because I can't.
Why, Ted? Why do you need to hide from people because you're in a Mercedes?
Phil, I'm Ted Bell. I own one of the top restaurants in Beverly Hills. I happen to have a clientele of people who, if they saw me driving a substandard vehicle, they're going to think that my business is slipping. They're going to think that perhaps. The business isn't as strong as it was, and they may think twice about contacting his business. But I'm surprised you're asking me these questions. Why are you asking me these questions?
I'm trying to ascertain. You're telling me you put your daughter behind the wheel of a Mercedes E-Series because it wasn't...
It's a substandard car. Are you telling me that...
Well, no, I'm asking you. So your 10-year-old daughter drives up and hits a woman who's pregnant?
She did, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Lou Newley, who repairs and works on my car, is the guy that gave us this loaner. So I gave the woman's family his name, and I'm going to tell you something. I feel bad for him.
What do you feel bad for him for? Because your daughter was the one driving the car.
My daughter was the one driving the car. He's the one that gave us the car in the first place. Do you understand what I'm saying? So in other words...
You think he's liable that your 10-year-old daughter was driving this car and hit this woman who was pregnant?
Absolutely. You got to understand something, Phil. Let me explain what I do for a living. My name is Ted Bell. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
I'm aware of that. You're a sponsor on my show.
All right. You're aware of that. You also know that I also finance independent films. I'm known in the city. I'm known around town. People know me as a guy who drives an XJR Jaguar, burled wood, leather interior, super sport package. I've got, I don't know what you're talking about. I've only got about 600 miles in a car, so I got to bring it back in because it had an airbag problem. And this guy has the gall And I remember looking at him, and I said to him, Phil, when he brought the loaner car around, and I looked at him, and I said, and I'm with my daughter. You do this in front of my daughter. And he was ashamed.
All right, let's be clear. You are saying that this guy was ashamed of giving you a Mercedes E-Series with vinyl interior, that you were so mortified at having to drive that you had your daughter drive it into school. She's 10 years of age.
Absolutely. This is the situation that this guy newly put my family in. And I am beside my... And if I was the family of this pregnant lady that Cassidy hit, I would sue him until there is nothing left of him. Forget about his business. I'd sue him until the business goes away, and then he vaporized. I mean, I don't mean to make a joke about it.
Well, wait, Ted, in the world that I live in, if I put my daughter behind the wheel of a car...
Phil, please.
No, but if I put my daughter behind the wheel of a car and she hits somebody, I'm the guy that's liable.
No, but you don't understand. I'm Ted Bell. What I do for a living has influence in and around the community. And when people see me driving an automobile that is obviously absolutely substandard, it's not the kind of car that I drive.
And an E-Series Mercedes sounds like a pretty good car.
To you, yes. To you and all the, you know, the people, what you do, that's fine. I mean, you're in the radio business. It's fun. I'm sure you make a pretty good living.
Yeah, I make a very good living.
Good, Phil. But as good a living as you make, guess what? I make an even better living. And I don't drive a Mercedes with the flat box square end and the bad rims. I don't do it. No. So I looked at Lou and I said, and you would do this in front of my daughter. And you could tell, why would he be ashamed?
All right, I want...
No, tell me, why would Lou Newley be ashamed? He wouldn't even look me in the eye when he pulled that Mercedes around. I said, you do this in front of my daughter, you give me this as a loaner? I had no choice.
So, because you were embarrassed to be seen driving this car...
Why are you acting like it's something you don't understand?
I'm trying to communicate this to my audience. You were embarrassed because you didn't want to be seen driving this car, so you let your own daughter drive it. She hits a pregnant woman, and the woman is now in danger of miscarrying, and you say it's Lou Newley's fault, the guy that gave you the car.
Even my daughter knew she was driving a piece of crap. My daughter was embarrassed. She said, Daddy, this seat feels funny. It's dirty, and I don't like it. Well, she got behind the wheel. I don't understand these questions.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse is with us. It's the Phil Henry Show. He had his daughter drive the Mercedes into the school. Where were you?
I was in the back seat.
And you were ducking down?
I'm Ted Bell. I can't be seen.
All right, you didn't want anybody to see you in this Mercedes?
No.
So his daughter's driving this car in. She hits a pregnant woman. This woman's in danger of miscarrying?
I'm telling you, I'm shocked. And I called Lou and I said, I hope you got a good lawyer, because when they're done with you, I'm going to sue.
You really believe this guy, Lou Newley, is liable?
Phil, how many times do I got to tell you, I'm Ted Bell?
I know you're Ted Bell. I know who you are. You don't think...
My daughter was just a little bit scared, but I told her the Easter Bunny wouldn't come unless she drove the cars, and I had to lie to her. Otherwise...
All right, well, Ted, what you did is you gave your daughter the keys to the car. You let a 10-year-old girl drive a car that you were too ashamed to drive yourself. She hit a pregnant woman. The woman's in danger of miscarrying. And you're blaming the guy, the mechanic, for giving you this loaner.
He knew, too. That's where I've got... See, you think you know, but this is where I've got... He was ashamed. He pulled around with his E-Series. I said, what is this? Is this something that the janitor drives? What is this? He said, this is the loaner I got. I said, it's vinyl seats. I said, in the name of Jesus, and excuse my language, Phil, but I said, in the name of Jesus Almighty Christ, it has vinyl seats. And he was absolutely ashamed. He knew that he was blowing it. He was blowing it big time. So I had no choice. Cassidy drove the car. She hits the woman. What I'm afraid of is that Lou is going to be out of business when they get done suing him.
And you honestly don't think that you're responsible at all.
You know, I really feel sorry for a guy like...
No, I want to be clear. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills took his... Is it a Jaguar? Took his Jaguar in to get it serviced. Apparently, the car was not... the loaner car that they gave him... And I'm not familiar with cars. Is a Mercedes E-Series that horrible of a car? It sounds like a pretty good car to me. They gave him a Mercedes E-Series with vinyl seats as a loaner. He was so ashamed, he let his 10-year-old daughter drive it into the school while he's hiding in the back seat, and she runs into a woman. And now Ted says it's entirely the fault of the mechanic that gave him the Mercedes loaner. You know, and he is a very prominent businessman in Beverly Hills. Ted's worth a lot of money. And maybe I don't get something about being a prominent businessman. Let me just ask one more question here, Ted. As a prominent businessman, if you're seen behind the wheel of a Mercedes E-Series with vinyl seats, what happens?
People begin, oh, God, I got to go through this again.
Yes, go through it one more time.
People start questioning whether or not the business is doing well. They start asking, what are you doing? They have normal questions. Are you doing well? What happened to your car? What are you doing in a something like that? It's incredible you'd ask me these questions.
All right, 1-800-4... Excuse me, man, I don't get it. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Don't forget, Easter Sunday's coming up at Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Get yourself a delicious Easter dinner, and it's going to be just great.
Hold on, are you all right?
Not all right.
Well, Ted, and thank you for sponsoring our program.
No, but I'm on the air here, Phil, sponsoring your program, and you're telling me that I don't have the right, that I don't have the right to defend my business.
Look, at your daughter was driving a Mercedes that you didn't, you thought you was too substandard for you to drive. She hit a pregnant woman, and the woman may miscarry.
Well, I got off the phone with Lou. I said it could be worse. You could have hit the child. As it is, the woman was pregnant.
Well, she could miscarry. She could lose her child.
Correct me if I'm wrong. She's pregnant, so that is not... In other words, a miscarriage, that's not a full kid. Or that's not a fully developed kid. So that would be... I don't think Lou would be liable for that.
It's not a full... What do you mean? The woman is pregnant. If she miscarries, she loses her child.
It's not fully born, is what I'm saying. So it's not as bad. I don't think women who miscarry, in other words... It's not as bad as if you had a kid, like, drown in a pool, which happened to Clint Huntley last year. Remember when he was having that party and they found his daughter floating face down in the shallow end?
Yes, I did. That was tragic as hell. Why are you bringing that up?
Because that was, yes, it was tragic. That's worse than a woman who miscarries. Ask any woman.
So you're gonna help Lou out and say, hey, Lou, it could be worse. They could have found a kid floating in a pool.
No, it could be worse. My daughter could have run over a kid. But she didn't. She hit a pregnant woman, and all she did or may do is miscarry. And I know that that's bad, but it's not as bad. So I'm just looking out for Lou.
You want to look out for yourself. This may be a problem that you've got. Susan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I have to tell you, I am absolutely appalled and disgusted at the lack of responsibility that Ted Bell is taking. If anyone should be concerned about their business... It should be Ted Bell, and it wouldn't be because
okay,
of his...
Okay, we can't hear you, ma'am. Or what kind of, ma'am, what kind of phone are you on? Is that a car phone?
Because I'm on the cell phone.
We can't hear a thing you're saying.
I'm sorry.
All right, hold on for a minute. We'll wait till you maybe get a better phone or something. Hold on. Let's go over to Steve. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Was she saying she's appalled by my actions?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, first of all, I love
first
your
of all,
show.
Why would she be appalled? Why would she be appalled at my actions? It's Lou Newley who gave me the car.
Go ahead, Steve.
Sorry, but if this guy's so prominent, why didn't he go to Enterprise Rent-A-Car, which rents Jaguars?
No, you don't understand. I don't go to Enterprise Rent-A-Car. I get a loaner from the guy, okay? And Enterprise doesn't rent Jaguars.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
They rent the new S-Type and the X-Type.
Let me explain something to you. S-Type is you might as well be driving a Volkswagen, all right? I got you don't know anything about Jaguars. I'm not going
to
talk to you about it.
Yes, I do. I used to work on them for 5 years up in Denver.
Well, you don't know because I got an XJR, and you know that the X-Type is way, way below that, okay?
That's it is. I agree.
Number
it is.
Number two, the Mercedes E-Series, I wouldn't be caught dead in that thing.
What year was it? Was it a new one or an old one?
Just don't worry about it, all right? Take it from me, son. I know cars.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be caught dead in a car rental place. I'm Ted Bell.
Well, right. I'm Steve from El Paso, so good for you.
I'm sorry, I never heard of you.
Well, okay. I've never heard of you.
Well, I'm Ted to Beverly Hills.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
All right, okay, fine. What I'm telling you is I drive an XJR. It is one of the class automobiles that you're ever going to own. I don't drive a Mercedes E-Series with vinyl seats. Doesn't happen.
So then you put your 10-year-old daughter behind the wheel of the car, and she's supposed to do what?
Drive down the driveway, let herself out, and we will wait in the lot until everybody goes in. I'm not going to have anybody looking at me driving that.
Oh, so you put your 10-year-old daughter
I guess, hey, wait a minute, Steve. I get this feeling you're a kind of a guy who thinks E-Series Mercedes is pretty good. I wouldn't use an E-Series for a urinal, all right? if that's your...
Maybe this guy thinks the Mercedes E-Series is sweet.
They are.
No, they're not. Take it from me, they're not.
Well,
all right,
they're not
okay.
I'll admit they're not as good as the Jaguar XJR.
All right. But you want to know what cars, you let me know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Marcia.
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Mr. Bell.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Ted Bell. People don't understand.
I understand that you're Ted Bell.
Excuse me. For me, the issue isn't who you are. The issue doesn't have anything to do with the vehicle, the type of vehicle that was being driven. The issue is that you, as a parent and as an adult, allowed your child, a minor child, to get behind a wheel. She didn't even have a driver's license.
Yeah, but you got to make a judgment call in that situation, Marcia. I'm sure there are times are you a mother?
Of course I'm a mother.
All right. Well, how am I supposed to know that?
Yes, I am a mother.
Oh, okay. Am I supposed to? Oh, gee, you sound like a mother.
I am a mother.
Don't be sarcastic.
Well, how am I supposed to know she's a mother? She said, treat me like I'm an idiot. Jesus.
All right, answer her question.
Well, who else was going to drive?
You.
I'm not driving an E-Series Mercedes if God put a gun to my head. It doesn't happen. Ted Bell doesn't do that. See, that's what you don't know, Marcia. Ted Bell doesn't...
Okay, look, let's just assume that Marcia, who doesn't live in Los Angeles, doesn't know who you are.
All right, let me explain something, Marcia, if I could. I'm a prominent businessman. I own Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, one of the best steakhouses in the country.
Ted, excuse me for just a moment. What you keep forgetting is the issue is not the vehicle. The issue is that you, as an adult and as a parent, allowed a 10-year-old child, your child, to get behind a wheel. She doesn't even have a driver's license.
No, but Marcia, what I'm trying to say, there are instances, and that's why I asked
you
another.
No, there are instances
when, as a parent, you make a judgment call between your well-being and the well-being of the child.
I have to tell you.
If I was standing in front of a train, all right, and my kid was in front of the same train, my instinct, yes, would be to get out of the way first.
You wouldn't grab your own daughter?
Well, yes, I would, but after I thought about, Jesus, I better get out of the way. Oh, yeah, that's right. My daughter's there, and then I'd run back if I got there in time.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm...
Oh, come
Forgive
on.
Forgive me. I think that...
You never had your kid drive a car once in a while down the driveway?
Clearly not.
Have you ever had your daughter drive home when you had a few too many at a bowling alley? Never?
I have never. No.
I find that hard to believe.
Why? Why is that hard to believe?
Because I take responsibility for what the laws state that we can and cannot do.
Well, okay, where's Lou Newley's culpability in all this? Lou Newley gave me a...
Oh, please! Please give me a break here.
What?
You are trying to discount your responsibility as a human being. It is not this man's responsibility.
Lou Newley had the gall to give me a Mercedes E-Series?
I'm sorry.
Why did he look ashamed when he gave me the car?
What difference does it make if he looks ashamed or not? You are an adult.
You are the one making the decisions
on putting your 10-year-old
child
behind the wheel.
Thanks for calling. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell so ashamed to be behind the wheel of a Mercedes E-Series, he had his daughter drive it, and she hit a pregnant woman who may miscarry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
A miscarriage is as bad as a real kid.
Ted, to a woman who is carrying her child, a miscarriage is a horrible thing. You put your daughter in a position to hit this woman. Your daughter's driving a Mercedes because you didn't want to drive it.
You know something? I know what the problem is. You don't understand a guy like me because you don't have my income. No, that's exactly what it is. You don't have my income. You don't have my business, so you don't understand how absolutely destructive it can be to my family for me to be seen behind the wheel of something like that. It was a powder blue, no chrome wheels, hubcaps, vinyl. What is wrong with you? You know, a miscarriage, by the way, means the mother probably smoked or drank during pregnancy. How do you know my daughter caused that?
Your daughter hit her. Your daughter hit her.
Newley's the one that gave me the car.
You're the one that put her behind the wheel.
Newley put her behind the wheel knowing I couldn't drive that piece of rolling junk. What's wrong with you?
Oh, man, you're right. I don't get your world.
There. Bingo. There you go. I'm Ted Bell.
Here is Joan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Joan, yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Hey, Mr. Bell.
Yes,
good luck. That, you know, great that you make a lot of money and all that. I'm a stay-at-home mother of three.
Yes, ma'am.
I drive a V70 2000 wagon. You know, gets me around.
What's that got to do with
it? My point is, Mr. Bell.
What's that got to do with it?
Why do you keep avoiding all these calls that have come into the radio station asking? Well, you know what? You know what? Let me talk.
I'm not avoiding
anything. She's asking you why you made this judgment call to let your daughter drive, and why did you go ahead and accept this vehicle?
How many times
my question to you, Mr. Bell, since you're such a good businessman, and you made
the decision
to have her drive. Why didn't you let her drive home from the car rental place because you made such a good decision? And you also made the decision that you didn't want your family to be destructed, but you were willing to make that business decision. You were willing to make that business decision to let your poor little daughter drive.
Okay, this is, we're not getting anywhere. Hold on. What are you saying, Ted?
This idiot is saying that...
Let's not call people names, okay?
Well, she's an idiot. She didn't hear what I said. It wasn't a car rental place. It was a loaner.
Let's not call people names.
Oh, okay.
Hey, mister.
Okay, Joan.
Mister, How come you were willing...
Jesus.
How come you were willing... to not let
Today's
your daughter drive
Today's
you home
the day
from the
that
place.
Jesus died on a cross. I'm surprised at you.
Pardon me?
Who, me?
Yes, I am.
I couldn't hear you. We were both talking at the same time.
Yeah, right. So why don't you shut up?
Now, I'm going to be the guy that talks, and I'll be the guy that,
Well, your business you can, but since we're on the radio my say.
All right, let me say this, Joan. This is Phil Henry, the host.
You bet
let
you,
me
Phil.
Conduct the traffic here, Ted.
Okay. Talk much?
What's that supposed to mean?
Because you said they go, you know, you're running my business into the ground.
You put your daughter behind the wheel of a Mercedes that you were too good to drive.
An E-Series with vinyl seats? Are you crazy?
No, is it my turn to talk, Phil?
Who's that?
It's the lady that called.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
hey,
ahead.
Phil.
Go ahead, John.
Hey, Phil.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
I want to know is, since he's such a dynamite business person, and you know what? He does sound like he is. However, how was he able to make this excellent decision to destroy his family? Because about 4 minutes ago he said that his family could be destroyed by making such a terrible decision.
No,
okay,
my family,
we made this decision to let his daughter drive.
Right, I ducked down behind in the back seat so nobody would see me. Hello, if you'd
and that was a good idea. Okay,
right,
if she
you.
Had been able to drive a vehicle. I was a driving instructor for 4 years.
Well,
do you know
okay,
that the
so
average
people...
person needs 36 turns
you
on how to drive a car? 36 different tries on driving
would,
a car.
That's something you admit to? You were a driving instructor? Whoopee.
I was a driving instructor, yes, and he's owned the business.
I'm
how about it?
I'm worth $120 million, so
that's beautiful.
What
that's
have
sweet.
You got to do with me?
You
Let
know,
me
Ted,
ask you something.
You
how
know,
old is your daughter? You said your daughter was 10?
She's 10. What's it to you?
And that, well, I just wanted to ask you something. Imagine never knowing your daughter. Imagine her being a miscarriage.
What?
My 10-year-old rides a bicycle, and she asks me, can I go down to the corner store? I tell her, be careful crossing the road. I don't tell her, here's the keys to my Volvo. Go get ice cream.
You know something? The people that you taught driving cars, they must all be dead today, because you couldn't
have made yourself. No, actually, out of all mine, I've only had one fail.
You've only had one fail?
I only had one fail out of the 4 years that I did it. She was from India, unfortunately.
She was from India. You know what? She probably failed right off the side of a cliff.
But see, what I want to tell you, Mr. Bell,
you know,
is
you
this
guys
is what you've
just
done with every phone call.
No, ma'am.
Is
I
you get away from
question.
The whole idea.
I answered your question.
You're about to be thrown into jail. You know what? You endangered the welfare of a
Turn
minor.
It off. Turn that off.
And because you're such a business person, that you ought to know that because you're such a smart person.
You know something? You didn't listen to one thing I said. You didn't listen to one thing I said. I said I can't be seen behind the wheel of a Mercedes E-Series with vinyl seats because of certain business considerations. My daughter was only asked to drive the car 70 feet down a driveway. She's the idiot that ran into the woman, not me.
Oh, now your 10-year-old daughter's an idiot.
Oh, you just called your daughter an idiot. Oh, well. How come you didn't have a limo take you? How come you didn't have a limo take you?
A limo? I got to get the kid to school, okay? I'm paying $11,000 a year, and she's in the fifth grade.
Right.
Oh, I see.
But you know what,
so
though?
You can afford that. Lady, I think about abortion.
Not lady. My name's Joan. I called you Mr. Bell.
All right, I'll call you Miss Joan.
No, that'd be great.
Next time, you know, I think abortion is a consideration.
You know, you're really getting rude and you're really getting low
with some
of the comments
that you're
making.
No, because you know what? I think I'm making a point, and that's bothering you as a prominent businessman.
All right, Joan, I think you've made some very good points.
Oh, there you go. Stick up for her.
I think she's made some great points. You haven't answered.
I think that everybody that are listening to the radio station right now,
is listening
after four and five different calls, so as we were able to pick up this radio station,
what is this thing about miscarriage?
By the way, I really enjoy.
When a woman miscarries, okay, it's not the same as a real kid because it's not.
But you're not talking about that. See, what you're doing, Mr. Bell, is you keep avoiding the question.
Right.
The question is, how dare you take this 10-year-old child and put her in danger?
I didn't put her in danger. She's driving down the driveway 70 feet.
You put a 10-year-old behind the wheel of a car who has no tuition or education in the operation of a motor vehicle. You're putting her in danger.
She backs the car out of the garage for me in the morning. Hello.
And you know what, too? That's against the law. You should be arrested,
Joan,
for that.
Thank you. I got to move on. 1-800-449.
Thank you, Jesus.
About what?
You finally cut her off. You know, you get all these people making a speech.
You've been giving a speech here since you came on the air, Ted.
Look at Phil. I contacted the hospital where the woman is currently being cared for. I have offered Easter dinner with all the trimmings for her entire family, and I'm throwing in a bottle of wine, and that is the slow-cooked prime rib that, you know, I get up at 7 o'clock to get that going. Okay?
So the lady has a miscarriage, and you go, well, hey, how about Easter dinner on me?
Oh, I get it. I'm a piker. Is that it? Do you know how crowded...
No, I think it's a little light.
Do you know how crowded my restaurant gets on Easter Sunday? How dare you say something like that to me?
You know, Ted, you can live in your universe, man. It doesn't mean that we all have to understand it. Here is Kim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Mr.
Jesus.
Bell, you are such an idiot.
Easter dinner with all the trimmings.
You should lose everything. I hope you lose your businesses. I'm surprised you're even in business.
I happen to own one of the top steakhouses in Southern California.
You are such an idiot. You should lose everything. You should lose the custody of your daughter.
Custody of my daughter? Why would I lose custody of my daughter? Because I let her take a little joyride in a Mercedes?
And she hits a woman.
You're a total idiot.
How do you figure that?
Listen to yourself.
How do you figure I'm an idiot?
Listen to yourself. You're going to put a 10-year-old and you're going to blame the guy who gave you a rent-a-car?
Lou Newley looked ashamed when he came around and he said, I'm sorry, Mr. Bell, this is all I
have.
He's
probably embarrassed of you.
Why would he be embarrassed of me? I give him my Jaguar service all the time.
Do you ever listen to yourself?
Ma'am, you should lose your virginity. It might loosen you up.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Isn't that funny?
Somebody ought to introduce some comedy to this.
You know what? I hope you lose everything.
Ma'am,
you're
going to
get sued, Ted.
So stupid.
You're going to get sued.
I've never met a more stupid person in my life. I'm not even going to have this conversation because you're
too
stupid.
Well, we've never met, so you haven't met me yet. Yeah, she hangs up. Let me tell you something right now, Phil.
I don't want to hear it, okay? I got it all about Lou Newley feels ashamed because he gave you a Mercedes. By the way, I'd just like to say on the record.
Here comes the suck up.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, no, I knew that you'd have to come up with some suck up. What is it?
I'd like to say on the record, I've driven the Mercedes E-Series, and it's a fantastic car, and it's a beautiful car, and it comes in gorgeous leather. And yes, the Jaguar's nice, too. They're all nice.
Boy, what a butt licker you...
Okay. Sandy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I you know, I heard about him having to let a 10-year-old drive that Mercedes, you know. And I think that's really, really appalling. You know,
All right, Sandy, we'll tell you what. Come on in. I'll show you where the men's restroom is.
Well,
this is Ted. I want you to meet my friend Sandy. Sandy, say something.
Well, you didn't let me finish there, Ted.
Go ahead. Finish.
Well, I was going to tell you how
here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Where's the caller?
I won't let him talk.
What do you mean you won't let him talk?
I asked Chris to cut him off.
You don't, Chris, you don't take orders from Ted Bell.
Yes, he does. I'm Ted Bell.
Bug off. I hope you get sued. I hope you lose your business, okay? Because I've had your steaks, and if you like steaks laced with anthrax, they're not bad. 1-800-449...
I'm going to sue your ass for...
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Don't forget, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD is available to 2001 CD. Bring it. The Best of the Year 2001, available at 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. This year's CD is... Are we going to do our flashback? Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go to our flashback from yesterday, and this has to do with me being out on the street in a chicken suit, because David G. Hall, our program director, was upset that I was talking so much about my TV pilot. He wanted to cut me down to size and make me do a good old-fashioned rotten radio remote.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Phil Hendry, I'm getting some interference here, bud. Phil, this is David Hall. Yes, David. All right, you're down on the street? Yes, I am. All right. I want you to... Are you in the rooster costume? Yes, sir, I'm in it. All right. I want, at some point, Phil, I want you to give out the coupons to people that are passing by. Is he in it, bud?
Phil Hall, are he in the rooster costume?
I'm in the rooster costume, David, and we're on the air right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Pass out the coupons. There's going to be, Bud will then play the accordion, and you'll do the Nat's Chicken Shack dance. Just don't give me a hard time on this, Phil.
Stand by.
And hold on.
Why do you keep saying stand by?
Are we live?
We're live right now.
Well, then go. Do it.
Hi, everybody. I'm on the corner of Ventura and Sepulveda and Holly in Los Angeles, the Phil Hendry Show. And we're live here to promote the grand opening of Nat's Chicken Shack.
You got a coupon.
And I have coupons we'll be giving away. Hi, how are you? And people are walking by.
Why are you stopping?
I just feel really bad.
Look, don't start in on that, okay? You feel really bad. What's the matter, man? Didn't they send a limo for you to shoot your pilot? Huh? Is the LA Times article not out yet? Just start doing it.
Come on down and get a coupon for me. It's good for a chicken breast sandwich and a regular-sized Coke. Okay, bud, go. It's you.
That's right. I'm Bud Dickman. I also have coupons, too. In a minute, Mr. Hendry will do the chicken dance for you.
Why do I have to do the... hold on. Stand by for just one moment, please, ladies and gentlemen. Is David Hall there?
What do you want?
Why do I have to do a chicken dance?
Do you know that you're live on the air right now?
Yes, sir. I know I'm live on the air, but why do I have to do it?
Because we promised the sponsor. Or is that too beneath you, Mr. Letterman?
Why do you keep humiliating me?
Because I'm sick and tired of listening to you and your Hollywood bullcrap. Now, you're going to sell those chicken coupons, you're going to do the rooster dance, and you're going to smile through it. Now, I'm on the other end monitoring. Go! We're on the air. Go!
All right, okay. So, and now here's Bud Dickman to tell you more.
Great. If you come down to Sepulveda and Ventura, we have chicken coupon. You get Coke and everything.
All right, Bud, let me have that.
All right, I get to do this part.
You're talking like a retard.
What the hell's going on?
Don't give me the microphone.
Give him the microphone, bud.
Mr. Hall, he said I talk like retard.
Phil?
What?
Don't use the word retard, okay? You're on the air. Go! You're on the air! All right, so everybody, we're down here, and we're having a great time. And come on by.
Hi, how are you? I'm Phil Henry, The Phil Henry Show. Would you like a coupon for a chicken breast sandwich?
Hi, how are you doing? Can I talk to you on the air on The Phil Henry Show, sir?
Cool off, man.
Okay. Hi, how are you, dear? What are you doing?
I'm trying to get people to interview.
Nobody wants to talk to a guy in a rooster suit. Cluck like a chicken. Like, what do you mean cluck like? Do it! All right, bud, do the dance, I guess.
All right, everybody, gather around. Phil Henry gonna do the rooster dance. Here he goes.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
Dance!
Okay, is this good enough?
He's not doing it good enough, Mr. Hall.
Dance like a chicken. You're supposed to produce. You're promoting the Chicken Shack, aren't you? Come on, bud, pick it up.
Everybody, it's Phil Henry in a rooster suit.
I feel like the world's biggest jackass.
Well, you're on the air. Are you a professional, or aren't you?
Yes, I'm a professional.
Then dance. Entertain the people. Get into character.
Oh, okay.
Think of some rooster you've admired.
Foghorn Leghorn.
There you go.
Bud, I didn't know you could play accordion. That's great.
Thank you, Mr. Hall.
Oh, you got the bowling pins? What am I supposed to do with... Hold on, Stop, bud. What am I supposed to do with the bowling pins?
I want you to juggle with them.
Juggle?
You used to juggle when you were a bartender, you told me.
I'm going to juggle bowling pins.
I said to do it.
Go ahead, bud.
Where are you going to juggle bowling pins now? Go ahead.
I now have Bud light them on fire.
What are you talking about? Bud, what are you doing?
Light them on fire.
Ah! There he is.
Hello there. Yelling at me.
What's wrong?
The bowling pins were on fire.
They're supposed to be on fire.
All right, I'm going to be monitoring. That was great.
Now, come on, do the show. You're on the air.
All right. Listen, everybody. Hey, would you like a coupon, man?
Bud, why don't you go inside and get us some chicken sandwiches? I am so...
You're on the air. You shouldn't tell people how you really feel. You should lie to them.
Okay, yeah, I'm really happy. Bud, go get some chicken sandwiches from Nat's Chicken Shack.
Now? Yeah, now. Go.
Hi, I'm Phil Henry. Would you like a chicken? I gotta get some of these.
Hey, are you giving out the coupons, Phil?
Yes, I'm trying.
Go up to somebody in traffic.
What?
Go up to someone in traffic.
There's a car over here. Hi. Can I bother you, gentlemen? Hi, how you doing?
Hello, man.
Would you like some coupons? No, what the hell are you doing?
Okay, I got the chicken sandwiches. What happened, Mr. Henry?
I just heard the crap kicked out of me.
What?
Are you going to have to listen very carefully, bud?
I'm listening.
I went up with some guys in the car, and I asked them if they wanted to have some Nat's Chicken Shack sandwiches, right?
Yeah, I follow you.
They beat the crap out of me. They kicked my face in.
They kicked in your what?
Well, what do you think they kicked in? How's my face look?
Doesn't look, your face doesn't look too good, if that's what you're asking.
That's what they kicked in.
Well, you don't look too good, Mr. Henry. Maybe you ought to...
That's right. I don't look too good.
With a mouth like that, I don't think you can eat this chicken breast sandwich.
You bingo. Bingo. I can't eat the chicken breast sandwich with my face kicked in.
All right. Can I have your chicken breast sandwich since you...
Yes, you can have your chicken breast sandwich.